Oh, he's finally here. Come on in. Hey. Close the door, please. So, you must be wondering why I told you to come to my office after working hours. Technically, I'm prohibited from doing that, because once that clock says you're done for the day, you should be fleeing this place and heading back home, and kick your feet up and enjoy your peaceful night. But alas, you still came to see me anyways, and I'm very glad you did. Now, it's a little hot in here. Let me take off my suit first. Okay. There. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. You know what? I'll just cut straight to the chase. I've been noticing some things about you. How you've been looking at me. How you blush a little whenever I'm nearby. I've also heard you talking with your coworkers about how I'm hot, or my skirt looks good, or you think my boobs might have gotten a little bigger. Sometimes when I bend down and pick up something I dropped on the floor, I notice you glaring at me a little. Oh, no, no. Don't apologize. I'm not upset at you for it, at all. Well, you see, if anyone else were to behave like that, I would have filed complaints to the Human Resource Department, and they would be penalized for such behavior, which would be regarded as misconduct. Worst case scenario, they would be flat out terminated from the workplace. But you may have noticed you've never received anything of the matter. And I think you already know why. You don't? Don't play stupid with me, silly. I know you're not that dense. Do you really not know the reason? Or do you just not believe it's true? Fine. I'll tell you how I feel. But before I do that, I need you to promise me one thing. Whatever I'm about to tell you, you need to remember one thing. During working hours, I want us to stay professional. We can goof around all we want afterwards, but while at work, let's focus on what's at hand. Am I understood? Good. You see, since the first day I met you, I've thought that you were really handsome and quite charming. And not just by appearances, but also your mannerism, your voice, and your personality. Of course, that's not why I hired you, so don't get any wrong ideas. But anyways, after having you work as my assistant for a year or so, I've started to develop stronger feelings for you. You're hardworking, dedicated, and honest. You take your time to communicate, and you follow instructions quite well. And you're very pleasant to hang out with. To be completely honest, you're exactly like my dream husband. So, now that I've told you all of that, only one question remains. Do you like me as well? Oh, really? And why so? It can't just be because of my body, right? You think I'm kind and sweet? And you enjoy being around me too? Oh my. Are you being genuine? I honestly think I sometimes act like a bitch. Especially when we were falling behind in progress and I hurried you up. You honestly like me? And find me sweet? That's perfect. Thank you so much, my dear. You don't know how much I wanted to hear that, my sweetheart. Well, Since we've both confessed, I guess you wouldn't mind if I put one hand on your shoulder. And with my other hand, I'll do... this. Oh, what? Does it make you nervous that I'm yanking on your necktie and forcing you to come closer to me? Our faces are really close. Well then, what are you waiting for? Wow. By the way you're kissing me, it seems like you've been suppressing some feelings, too, for quite some time. Does it feel good to be kissed by your sexy boss? So, now that we've revealed our true feelings for each other, and it's not that late yet, do you want to do something? Yes, anything is fine. Come on, don't be shy. Tell me what's on your mind. What do you want to do to me? Why are you looking down? Come on, use your words. What do you want us to do? Oh, you want to kiss my feet? Really? You think my feet look really sexy? Well, that's the first time I've heard that compliment. Is it because of my high heels? Yeah, I love these heels. They look dazzling, but they do get a bit uncomfortable if you wear them too long. And to be honest, my feet could use a pair of soft, tender lips smooching them. All right. Let me get comfy first. Oh, you don't mind if I take off my skirt, do you? Excellent. Ah, that's much better. Hey, do you like my panties? You love them? Oh, thank you. I bought these at a clothes store that opened near my house a few weeks ago. Thought they looked pretty cute. Who would have known that I'm using them to seduce you now? Also, I've got a lot more panties at home that you might like. I guess I should also unbutton my shirt a bit. All right. Now, should I just sit on my chair? Or do you want me to sit on the desk? My chair is fine? Okay, sweetie. Do you want me to grab another chair for you? Oh, you'll just kneel on the floor? That's a little... Is that really okay for you? No, I'm fine with it as long as you are. Okay, let me sit down. Fuck, you look really cute on your knees in front of me. Okay, which foot do you want to start with? Left? Okay, here you go. You can start kissing now. Oh. Fuck, that feels so good. Your soft lips. Affectionately kissing my feet. Oh. Can I put my right foot on your shoulder? Thank you. Oh. Come on. Don't be afraid to kiss harder. Oh, yes. Ah. Ah. Fuck. It feels so good when you kiss my soles. Oh, yes. Dig your lips in there. You look so cute down there, kneeling at my feet. Hey, can I pat your head with my other foot? Oh, you look so adorable. Your hair is really smooth as well. Oh, you want my right foot now? Okay, here. Fuck. You're even more diligent when you're pleasuring me. I can feel how much you're enjoying this, because I certainly am. I think this might be even more relaxing than the foot massages I get at the spa next door. Yes. You know, if someone were to tell me in the past that I would be a boss in a company, with the man who I love kneeling on the ground and kissing my feet, I would never have believed it one bit. This is possibly the sexiest way for you to express your submission to me. I feel so worshipped and honored by you. You feel honored that I'm letting you do this? Oh, you're so sweet. Oh, you want a break? Okay, sure. Anyways, fuck. That was amazing. I loved every second of it. You're an excellent kisser. So, if you don't mind me asking, do you have a foot fetish? Or do you just find my feet attractive? Oh, a bit of both, hmm? Oh, it's more because you want to submit to me? Oh, so you find submission enjoyable? Yeah? Because you view me as your superior and you want to worship me? You think it's the respect I rightfully deserve? Oh, that is so lovely of you. Gosh, I'm blushing so much. I think I'm getting a bit lightheaded. You know, I respect you a lot as well. I think you're an admirable person, and I love that you view me this way. It's extremely flattering, and I'm grateful about it. I mean, that's what's important in a relationship, right? Mutual respect. If you respect me a lot, then of course I'll have a lot of respect for you. So, yeah. Thank you for doing this. I feel so honored and loved, and it makes me love you even more. Yes, I know you just kissed my feet, but I don't care. If I want to kiss you, then I'll sure as hell kiss you. Now shut up and kiss me back, damn it. You know, I really wish to continue, but it's kind of late. After a few minutes, the janitors might come and kick us out of the building. So, why don't we pack our things and go somewhere for dinner? It'll be like our first date. And after that, if you want, we could stop at the clothing shop to see if you want anything. Especially anything you want to see me wear. Business suits, stockings, skirts, undergarments, maybe even costumes. Anything. Both in and out of work. You name it. And maybe I'll let your wishes come true. And then we can both go to my home and continue where we left off. Oh, and to return the favor, I'll be paying for everything tonight. So you just sit back and let me treat you. Oh, now you're blushing. Gosh, you're just such an adorable sweet bean. Oh my goodness. I can't wait until we get home tonight. We're gonna have so much fun, you wouldn't even believe it.